Yeah, Neville here. It's Sunday, June the 28th. I wanted to put down some thoughts briefly about Tweet Camp yesterday, where I spent the day. Tweet Camp London 09 took place in Richmond at the offices in the UK of eBay and therefore PayPal, Skype, etc. About 100 or so people, I reckon, who were there, all congregated today. The one thing everyone had in common was Twitter, either. Well, yeah, everyone used Twitter in one way or another. Wide range of different types of people, without any question. The most diverse group I've seen for a long time at an event. And it was organized by three guys in particular. Farhan Rehman, known as Farman, Farhan on Twitter. Desigan Chinier, known as CyberDees. And John Bishop, better known as John in 60 Seconds. Put this whole thing together. Terrific job those three guys did. Their energy, their enthusiasm, their commitment that I saw leading up to the event with blog posts and all this email communication, if you've read it, stuff like that, really was outstanding. So the event as an unconference was actually the most organized unconference I've ever been to, and maybe in many ways perhaps a little too organized in parts, but that not many people expressed that view. That's just my view. Didn't detract from it. The experience was terrific. Those guys did a wonderful job. And the sponsors' contribution, therefore, actually can't go underestimated. The sponsors of this event were key to it. It wouldn't have happened without these sponsors. PayPal, Gumtree, Addleston's Brewery, My Muesli, Startup Essentials. I think PayPal must be the lead sponsor because their name's the biggest on the T-shirt. And plus it was in their offices, of course. But those guys did a great job, without any doubt. And the event in the morning, at least, was a series of discussions with people all in groups that after each 10-minute discussion and ideas being presented, everyone kind of did a musical chairs thing and went into different groups. So that way you had the opportunity to meet as many people as possible. And that was really good. At the lunchtime, I found for my personally the most valuable simply because it was totally unstructured. And I was sitting with a bunch of people. Most of whom I've met before and know them quite well. And I learned some great things, actually nothing to do with Twitter, but it happened at the Tweet Camp event. For instance, talking to Sarah Blow, that she's Girly Geekdom on Twitter, who works for Tweet Meme, helped me install very, very easily the Tweet Meme plugin for WordPress, which I now have. I hadn't done that before, and maybe I hadn't appreciated how good it is compared to the plugin I was using for Windows Live Writer, which has a bug. So I need to edit all that stuff out of previous blog posts, actually. But terrific. I've also got stickers on my laptop now for the first time. I've never done that, including one from Chris Hewer of Social Media Club, and plus a colleague of mine when we both wear the Ad Hoclium hat from time to time. Chris was there. Terrific chatting with Chris. He got something out of it too, a plugin for WordPress that lets him live blog tweets. So all that was going on. A discussion in the afternoon was some terrific discussion. I thoroughly enjoyed it. The kind of the future of what's coming with a number of people, including James Cridland of the BBC. Some interesting views James has got, I must admit, plus also Radio Kate, who is also at the BBC World Service, actually, and she's to do with radio podcasting, etc. Interesting discussion. The answer is 42, of course, as to what's next. So all that was going on. I had to leave punctually because I had a family event to get back to, which was terrific, I have to say, whilst everyone else went off to the pub. I missed out on that. And looking at tweets this morning, there's a few hangovers. But an outstanding event. I think it helped connect people. It helped people understand that they're not alone in the sense of some of the questions they've got. What's happening? How do I use Twitter properly? Quote unquote, the word properly. What are some of the pitfalls? What are some of the advantages? Who's doing what? All that was covered in one way or another yesterday. So those three guys I mentioned, also Benjamin Ellis, did a great job of marshalling energy. And he has a lot of energy, just Benjamin. And terrific work. So the whole thing was really, really good. I'm glad I went. And I think, I'm looking forward to seeing what others have to say in blog posts, etc. I've seen only a few photos on Flickr. Well, it is only Sunday morning, the day after. Adders has got his up there. I've uploaded a meager collection. We'll see more soon, no doubt. So in any event, excellent day. I'm very pleased I went and look forward to the next one. But terrific meeting so many people. It was fantastic.